Sutopo Purwo Nugroho, Pak Topo, Indonesia's disaster spokesman, died on July 7th, aged 49.
3 times the government asked him, and he turned the job down, not wanting to become a mouthpiece for them. But in the end, they pressed him, and in 2010, Sutopo Purwo Nugroho became the new spokesman for Indonesia's Disaster Mitigation Agency, or BNPB. Almost his first job was to persuade 350,000 people to move away from Mount Merapi on the island of Java. The great, stately, active volcano had been monitored for a long time. People believed it hosted a sultanate of sometimes peevish spirits who had to be soothed, not shunned, when they were angry. His job was to persuade the locals to forget that and just leave. He gave the warning late on October 24th. By the evening of October 25th, when the mountain blew its top, the BNPB had overseen the evacuation of almost everyone. The tight time lapse was ideal. If he'd waited longer, the evacuees would have started to wander back. He was there when grey ash started falling on the heads of the elderly villagers he was leading out. The sight made him cry. Worse, though, was the fact that more than 350 people ignored his warnings, preferring to stay on the right side of the spirits. Before he arrived at the agency, forecasts of natural disasters were a fairly random occurrence. Often they were missed, or the government panicked without reason, dragging along a public panicked by hoaxes posted online.